Oh, look, it's Friday. Time for NHPR's Ask Sam with our own Sam Evans-Brown.
Why do geese make feet?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
I don't know. Ask Sam. So we've got another question here. This one actually came from somebody who is out of state, but it is a stately enough question.
Okay.
Hey, Sam. This is David. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. I studied geology at Stony Brook University, and we learned extensively about the long and complex geological history of the New England region. And I can't help but wonder, what was the estimated maximum elevation that was achieved in New Hampshire and the New England region generally? Thanks.
You're ready to get your plate tectonics hat on?
My understanding is the White Mountains, Green Mountains, the Appalachians in general were one of the biggest mountain ranges on Earth, were they not?
That is, in fact, the thing that you will hear. So
I feel so smart.
So the pocket history of the Appalachian Mountains is that geologists believe they began forming around 450 million years ago.
Give or take.
And they reached their peak a couple of hundred million years later. That's when Africa and Europe hit North America and formed the mega continent.
Pangaea. Yes, I remember that.
You got it.
I'm tunneling back a few years.
And the Appalachian Mountains were right down the center of Pangaea in all their glory at their maximum height.
So the mountains we have right here in New England were the centerpiece of Pangaea.
They were indeed. And you will often hear folks say that they were as high as the Himalayas. And that's because they were formed the same way by the collision of two continents.
But Sam, do we really know for sure how high they were?
Right. That is not a very specific, not a very scientific way of knowing how high the mountains were. It's just sort of like a general idea, right?
Yeah.
So there are other ways to know that specific height, though.
You have other ways of making these mountains talk?
Well, I don't, but geologists do.
Okay.
So where do you think the ancient Appalachian Mountains went?
Where did they go? Well, they're still there, right?
Well, they eroded. Right?
So technically, we're surrounded by them, really, because they melted away and became
a flat plain.
Right.
Yeah. And in fact, you'll often hear that the Appalachians we have today are the root of the giant mountain chain that existed before.
Ah, okay.
But all that junk, when they're eroded away, all that junk has to go somewhere, and it goes to the low areas that surround the mountain. That's called the Appalachian Basin. And you can basically reconstruct the mountain. You can take all that junk and use computer models to pile it back up to where it once was and get a rough estimate of how big those spots were.
And so we can see that the volume of sediment must have eroded a very large, thick, high elevation mountain range.
So this was explained to me by Carmi Garzione, another geologist at the University of Rochester.
Again, that seems a little nebulous.
Okay, so here's the surprise twist. People have done this modeling, and while the common wisdom is that the Appalachians were the size of the Himalayas, the papers that I found, the actual scientific papers that have done this math, found
the Appalachians at their height were about the scale of the Andes.
That, by the way, was Frank Pazalia, a geologist at Lehigh University.
All right, so Andean in scale, not Himalayan in scale.
Right, about half the size. Himalayas are like 8,000 meters. The Andes and the Appalachians were thinking maybe 4,000, maybe 6,000 if we're being generous.
You've crushed me.
And since the question was about New Hampshire specifically, the highest point of the Appalachians was probably down off the Delmarva Peninsula. Here in New England, we're really more like the foothills.
You've broken me.
Well, here, let me give you a little consolation prize here, because the mountains of the scale of the Himalayas are really, really special. All of the geologists that I talked to pointed out that the Himalayas, we think, are actually the theoretical maximum of how big mountains can be on the planet Earth. And the reason for that is that, you know, they're growing because the continents are colliding and pushing the crust up into the air and down into the mantle, right? But at the same time, glaciers start to accumulate at the top the higher they get, and they're carving away. So it's kind of like a, you know, think of the mountain like butter, and the glacier's like a hot knife as the mountains come up into it. But also at the same time, as they get bigger, the mountains get heavier, right? So it pushes that root farther down into the hot mantle, and so the root starts to melt. And so it's kind of like building a really thick peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then leaving it out on the counter on a hot day. It just sort of smooshes out.
All right, Sam, well, you've ruined another great New England legend, but we're happy to have you in anyway. Ask Sam, NHPR's Sam Evans Brown. Sam, how can people get a hold of you?
You can call the number 1-844-GO-OTTER. You can also send us a voice memo by recording it on your smartphone and sending us an email at outsideinnhpr.org. Bye.